It's time for Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. A look at real estate and property management in the Great Land. Alaska Realty Today, brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
Hi, I'm Kirk Maynard.
And I'm not Lisa. Oh my gosh, for some reason, this song, this music is like so beboppy.
I think it came out of Chicago. I don't know.
The ladies out of Chicago. You actually had people perform?
The announcer did, our ad.
Gosh, okay. Whatever. I think for 2026, we've got to have something a little bit.
You're already planning ahead,
huh? A little bit more beboppy. A little bit more like...
Brown chicken?
No, a little bit more... what was the song we sang last week? A little bit more...
The Pink Pony Club?
Pink Pony Club. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so I'm Jamie, obviously. Obviously, Jamie's in the house today. I've had a lot of caffeine.
I need a button that has a lot of cheering and applause right behind it.
Yes, that would be perfect. I'm going to need that button. I'm going to actually just download some buttons that we can push while we
do the
show.
You push all my buttons. So Lisa's going to be here next week. She just told us.
She promised.
We had a client come in and verify that she was not dead. So that's she's living. And she's actually going to talk about the properties held off market coming soon and the benefits of having it on the market versus off the market. So
yeah, so that should be awesome. That'll be a fun show. Finally, we're all back in the studio together. Okay, so we're going to talk about should I remodel my home before I sell? I would like to talk a few minutes about some property scam stuff that happened to me this week for that call that we were talking about that I got for the military client that called for renting. Mm-hmm. So I think that that's always a good just kind of precautionary tale.
Yep.
But let's do your fun facts first.
Well, no, actually, if you're okay, let's do your lessons learned on your fraud. I'll do my lessons learned on another fraud that happened. And then I'll do my fun fact, which will then
kick into our show.
Kick into your show.
Okay. So got a call this week from a potential client called that was looking for a property, ended up talking to him. He's only going to be here for a year. So obviously that's not a great purchase. Loved speaking to him, but found out that he was then looking for a rental. Talked to him for a little while on the phone. He's already sent a deposit, already sent first month's rent, then realized he was asked for second month's rent, of course, against our Alaska tenant law. Confirmed everything because it's been a while since I've been in Alaska tenant law. So I wanted to make sure that everything I was saying was correct. So luckily, when I phoned a friend, we ran everything down to just double check everything, which is always fabulous. And then called him back to tell him, you know, that this was illegal and then make sure that he was feeling comfortable and then gave him some resources. So, of course, referenced him back to the military base, to his, I want to say his JAG team, which is, of course, his lawyers. Told him probably to just maybe contact his bank to put a fraud alert because, again, I wasn't sure how payment was asked. Wanted to make sure that he was able to protect himself and then started doing some dig. But turns out this is really happening a lot. And I said this because I have seen a property that I have sold to a client about 6 months ago is listed probably every month on Facebook. I flag it every month. And I know this because I sold the property with another realtor. We were on the buying side. So I've been in this house, just was in this house 2 months ago when I dropped off some gifts for my client's kids and saw the renovations they've made on this property. But it goes up as a rental every month. So I flag it for fraud all the time. I've reported it for fraud. They are not renting that property. They are living in that property. But all the time people are falling for fraud because they – see something on the internet, they get excited. It's a great listing at a great price.
If it's too good to be true, it probably is.
Yes. And so I just really wanted to take a moment to, I think sometimes it can be really scary to go through a realtor for maybe a rental. And talking to this specific person that I was talking to this weekend, they had no idea to even go through a realtor. They said, I honestly didn't even think about it. He said, I just got so... scared that was the first time I even thought to flag a realtor. And he goes, and then you were the first person to actually call me back and give me some advice and actually help me. And he goes, I was joking. I mean, just to try to lighten the mood, I said, oh, yeah, I was like, phone a friend. And immediately I called. And so I've just been checking on him, giving him some advice. Everybody was working with him. The banks immediately flagged everything for fraud. So things are working out. But this is not the first story. I think even talking to you, what did you say? You are definitely hearing this all the time.
Yeah. And just so you guys know, this has been going on for as long as I've been in, or almost as long as I've been in real estate. It's just, they post on Craigslist. It's too weird to be true. They,
right.
They blindly send people their deposits, and then of course it's a house that's for sale typically, and not for rent, and they get taken. And so we've tried everything. We've gone to the FBI. Unfortunately, they have bigger fish to fry. So you just got to know. Got to be wise, and maybe contact a professional before you go put money down on a rental blindly. If you're not going to see it sight unseen and meet the owner, it's good chances fraud. My own fraud happened in the last couple of years. I listed a couple lots that weren't legitimate listings. They were fraudulently signed by the seller. And so we've put some stuff in place now. One, I have them send me a copy of the Fairbanks North Star Borough tax records that only could be done by mail. So I have them mail that to me. A copy of it. There's no way they can get their hands on it. They can't just go print that out.
Yeah.
It's the one that came to your house. And so that cleared that one up. We just had one yesterday that went all the way to closing, even though we were getting the feeling of fraud. We let everybody know about that. Well, title went in and did their check and found it fraud. So the title company has now given us a fraud link that we can pay for $20, and it's using the a CAM notary. So I think that there's actually going to be a live notary that goes in and gets a hold of these people, makes them show their face and their ID, and checks them. And if it does seem suspicious, they'll take it to a second level. But I don't know if they use biometrics or what. They're going to come talk to our office on it. But it's worth $20 for us to make sure that our people aren't getting scammed.
Yeah, and I think to go back to the rental, if you are nervous, our property managers gave us some quick tips. About meeting them at the actual place, seeing if you can do a walkthrough of the actual place you're going to be renting, just so that you have more hands-on. I know that sometimes you can't do that, but asking that you're actually able, once you are here, to meet in person at the place that you're going to rent, do a walkthrough so that they actually have to show you the property, not just a talk in front of the place, they have the keys, they're going to let you in, they're going to show you the property, you're going to actually get to tour it. So a lot of different extra precautions can be done in place, or even that, you want to hold it, is there a, I think there's more things. The way that this couple, I later found out, were asked to go through a mail order only at Walmart to do their money. So they weren't even allowed to do a cashier's check or anything traceable per se.
Right.
Most legitimate people that are running a business, there's a couple methods that they offer you to make a payment, not only one option. If it was maybe rural Alaska, where there's maybe sketchy internet and you're going out in the middle of nowhere, I have run a place that I had to wait on a dog sled team to take people to an actual place. So payment has been late. We've done and made different, having run property management, I've made different you've worked with different bizarre scenarios, or weather, or, maybe if there was a hurricane somewhere or there was a tornado somewhere, that maybe payment would be delayed or something like that. But to say there's only one form of payment and no other acceptable way to work with a client, I just find that to be absolutely bizarre. Or even FaceTiming.
Yeah.
I think we're just now in a world of technology that you could set up a FaceTime and get a FaceTime tour of the property.
Yeah, I was just thinking that, Jamie.
Yeah, that things should match up and feel a little bit
better.
Pay
somebody $100 to go up and FaceTime and run around the house for you. And
yes.
It's not worth the $1,500-$1,600 in your deposit plus first month's rent and apparently second month's rent, which, of course, Jamie already alluded to, that's illegal in Alaska, so.
Yes. So just something to think about. And I just wanted to put that out there because, again, I just think it's going to happen more and more, especially as, you know, and I have many family members that are in the military, so I am very respectful of that. But if you're coming here sight unseen, you know, I get it. You've never been here. You don't maybe sometimes know what the cost rent. I mean, even you said this is way too cheap for what they're getting. So you get excited because you think you found an amazing deal online.
Right.
But, you know, reach out even to maybe some other military officer or somebody else, or you're right, see if there's somebody out there that can go, that you're willing to pay to go stop over there, do a knock, see what's going on, see if that's, you know, most people here are pretty friendly that they would be like, yeah, we're renting. Yes, you know, this is not a great time, but yes, you could come back and we'll show you the property. We're, you know, packing up and leaving, yada, yada, yada.
Good catch though, Jamie.
All right. So what's our fun facts for today?
And it's going to lead into what you want to talk about in terms of remodeling projects.
Yeah.
But okay, so this is a little snippet we got from the National Association of Realtors. It was created by a gentleman through KCM, which is Keeping Current Matters. And it's home projects with the best return on investment or ROI.
Great.
And so it's the estimated payoff compared to the upfront cost. And it's turned from what we have all known and what we've preached even recently on this on the show.
This was a little bit crazy.
So, a little bit crazy, but it's from two credited people, credible sources. So here we go. The number one, new steel front door at 100%.
Yeah.
Return on investment.
This is wild to me.
Second one is closet renovation at 83%. And just jump in and stop me if you want to talk about any of these. The third one is new fiberglass front door at 80%. New vinyl windows at 74%, new wood windows at 71%, basement conversion to living area 71%, attic conversion to living area 67%, complete kitchen renovation at 60%, which used to be towards the top.
Say that last one again.
Complete
kitchen
renovation at 60%, minor kitchen upgrade also at 60%, add a new bathroom at 56%, new primary suite at 54%, and bathroom renovation at the bottom at 50%. Crazy.
What's bizarre is in probably the last 5 months of showings, I would say for every buyer that I've brought in, windows have been a big deal. Like that is what number one, what we're looking at.
Yeah.
Like we have inspected every window with every buyer I've been in.
That's
like we are
one of my biggies that I care about.
Yep. But I mean, more so than ever. Like, I mean, yes, we've always looked at them in every year I've gone in, but more so that is like the number one thing that we're inspecting. I would say more and more we're now inspecting the basement or attic space for extra living space, whether that's a like a mother-in-law suite, how it's being utilized. And I would say closets, definitely. I don't know about like a master closet per se, but every closet door we're opening, how the closets are being used, how deep they are, how much space we have, whether it's pantry space, how can we store what. It's just becoming, I think, more and more important. And I think what it really comes down to, what I feel like I'm hearing more for clients or at least buyers now, is where we're storing the like appliances from kitchens, where they're storing the vacuums, how much room you have for like toilet paper and, you know, where your bathroom, I don't know what
pantry stuff.
Yeah. Like but bathroom stuff, you know, so then you have room for towels or those kinds of things.
Linen closets.
Yes. And I think that's just really starting to make a difference. And maybe that's, maybe it's because of COVID. You know what I mean? Like now that we're just at home more and you take more or were at home more, taking more notice of the stuff that you have. I don't know. But more, I just feel like I've opened more closet doors and looked in more closets. And before it was like people would take a peek. And now I really feel like we're looking in them. We're walking in them. We're touching stuff. We're opening the drawers if there's drawers. And if there's like the built-ins left in by people, that I feel like I've included on a chattel list. I mean, no, I haven't had anybody ever take them, but I've had more buyers be like, will you please make sure that that's on the chattel list to make sure it stays behind because I love it. And I'm like, yes, yes, of course I will. So it's almost more exciting for a buyer to see the built-ins or the organizational stuff left behind.
I totally get it.
Yeah. So I can see that.
So you're seeing it. You're seeing it happen. It's a real deal.
And I will say for doors that I will say that that has really been commented on. If I get a pop of color on a door, if I get a really nice glass door, windows in a door, stained glass insert in a door, it just has really been it's almost like the holy moly, the like, I want to say like va-va-voom of coming in. You know what I mean? Like your first impression of coming in has really been impacted. I think we have a break. Is it 15 that we do a break?
50 minutes right there. All right, guys. Well, Jamie's a weirdo and somehow knows what the timing is. She's got some.
I'm not a weirdo.
But we'll actually deep dive into renovations and remodels right when we get back. Stay tuned.
Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard returns right after this on 97.5 FM KFAR Radio.
Each week, people are saving big time. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business. As our 50-50 Friday promotion airs every hour, every day for a full week on 8 of Fairbanks' most popular radio stations, there's simply no better way to get the word out about your business. So if you have a grand opening plan, maybe a big sale, special event or promotion, or just want to get the word out, this is the best way to let the public know about it. As your business receives more than $10,000 in promotional value over the course of 1 week, with your ads playing constantly, as well as being promoted live by our talented local radio announcers. And the best part, all that it costs you are some gift certificates. It's 50-50 Friday from the radio station, which is why we have local businesses sign up again and again and again. Call us today and tell us you want to promote your business with 50-50 Friday. It's the best way to let Fairbanks know. With the radio station's weekly 50-50 Friday offer, there's simply no better way to promote your business. Period.
Hi, this is Kirk and Lisa Maynard with Next Home Arctic Sun Realty.
We've been handling residential, commercial, and property management in Fairbanks for decades.
And nobody knows the market better.
Selling season is here, and the time to sell your home is now.
Here at Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, we offer exceptional visibility through high-end photography, along with Matterport 3D tours to showcase each home.
And each office is independently owned and operated.
So call us today, 456-4653.
Or online at nexthomearcticsun.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. Now, we return to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. Brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
Jamie. real quick, can I throw in another fun fact?
Yeah.
So Moody's downgraded the United States credit rating from a AAA to a AA+ or AA1, whatever you want to call it. And people are freaking out. They did this Friday afternoon over the weekend. People are suggesting it's going to go, interest rates are going to go up to 2%. This has happened twice before. Just throw all that noise out, that business out, disregard it. That ain't happening.
Yeah. It's going to stay.
Yes.
Where it's at.
Okay.
Yes.
We've
talked about it. It's going to go up and down a little bit.
Up and down, up and down. Today is not a day to lock in at a little over 7%. Yeah. You need to hit on those down spikes the downward trend.
Six point something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need to be in the sixes. Okay.
Okay. So we're talking about remodeling, and my personal opinion is that a little bit of remodel is always great. I think you get more bang for your buck. I still think that you're always going to get a little bit more, even though we just talked about how front doors are trending, closets are trending. I think that if you can look at your space and look at, you know, what you can remodel efficiently and cost effectively, that you
right.
should. But I think that they're saying 100% a new steel door is going to get you some money. So, and I think that's going to definitely be that.
Look at these numbers. They look familiar.
They do. But I think the biggest thing is that it's going to be impact. I think it draws you in. I think it's kind of like when we talked that one show where we talked about a black house is very appealing because it's so different.
The outside.
Yes. Yes. Not all inside.
Because painting the inside is always a good idea.
Yes.
Fresh paint, you'll get your return on investment. We're not talking about paint, but I'm just throwing that in there to make sure y'all don't forget about that.
Yes. But I think when you have like a colored door or a new door and it's not dinged up and it's not dirty, it can really draw the eye. You know, I think that even in pictures, it photographs really, really well. I've seen a green door. I've seen a red door. I've seen a blue door. I think when it matches the aesthetic of the house, I just think that it really can draw your eye.
Lisa's been preaching it for a decade.
Yep. Oh, 100%. She's very accurate on that. I do think, like I said, closet renovations, I'm getting very, very positive feedback from a walk-in. I don't even know that you have to have a walk-in closet, but I think if you look at doing some organizational things in the closet, you really utilize your space in the closet, taking it from as much top to bottom as you possibly can. I think utilizing, you know, I think sometimes we have some dead space in our house that it could extend the closet over or out. I think sometimes we, I think we just have to look where closet space can be brought in or it could be extended a little bit. Sometimes closets are split, you know, and there's kind of like this, maybe this middle space between the two closets. Is that necessary? Or could the whole thing be blown out and then made into one giant closet? And then you've almost gained yourself another maybe 12 or 16 inches. So it's just looking at every inch of closet space that you can provide for new homeowners really, really is important to them just because you don't know how much stuff that they're bringing in. So you may not utilize. I have a really great friend who is a minimalist, so closet space is not important to her whatsoever, but she's looking at renovating to bring in a master, and she was like, I'm looking at all this closet space, and I said, it will be a great investment because somebody's going to look at that master bedroom and not want a little closet at a master bedroom. They're going to want this really great master suite and want this master bath and master closet, and it's going to be lovely. So I think when you're just looking at if you have this space that's not being utilized, if it can be extra closet space, then 100% look at it. And I definitely think, jump in here at any time, windows. If you can replace windows, but I mean, I do think even if you can't replace all the windows, I think if you can go through and look at your worst windows, if that's all you can afford and get rid of those windows, that is going to make
so
much more of a difference for a new buyer walking in that might be like, okay, if I, you know, have to replace windows, but all of these windows look really, really good. They look like they're in good shape.
I go gaga for new windows And if your real estate professional is going gaga for new windows, that sometimes reflects on the buyer who maybe didn't know they should be going gaga over new windows and end up doing. But like Jamie said, most of them are checking out windows, and it's a big deal.
Well, and it really makes a difference. So I'm going to give a great example. We did an engineer inspection, and almost all the windows look good, but there were so let me take 25 windows in the house. Five of them, the seals were all broken. And so it was causing distortion and color, like a fogging in the window. And so going through with the engineer, he said, if you are going to replace your windows and you can't afford to replace every window in the house because they're older, these five are going to be the ones that you're going to want to replace. A, because you can't see out of them very well. Two are your main living room windows, and that's going to be really frustrating because you have a pretty nice view. And so, and it's because your seals are broken. So eventually they're going to probably let in maybe some, could get water damage on your windowsills or could eventually lead to further damage, you know, maybe some heat loss, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. Nope.
So once he gave these examples, I thought to myself, this would have maybe gone a lot faster or been better. The house would have sold quicker if those five windows had been replaced. Just because that would have eased the buyer, like the buyer when looking at every single window, thinking about how much he had to do. And then we went to the next house. Almost all the windows were done except for in the bedroom. And my buyer immediately said, this doesn't seem overwhelming at all. They're in such great shape. I can get to those whenever. And so that was immediately what he wanted to put an offer in on. Because every window we were going through, the kitchen had been done, the living room had been done. I mean, that's exactly, he was look at all these windows. They've already been done.
There's definitely more turnkey buyer types out there than people that are willing to do upgrades and remodels.
Yes. So I think sometimes, I mean, I'm in love with, I want new flooring. I want a new bathroom. I want all those things, the things that you can see. And so I think sometimes it's hard for us as sellers or people living in the house to sometimes think about the things that windows aren't really pretty. You know what I mean? Like, I love a new floor. That's something I get to see every day, where a window sometimes really is going to bring you a lot more bang for your buck than flooring. And so, yes, I mean, if you have the money to do both, that's amazing. But sometimes it's like you can almost get away with maybe a little bit less of a, I want to say great flooring. Like, maybe you could do the Costco, not that Costco doesn't have a good flooring, but a Costco floor versus maybe the Floor Crafter floor, you know, that might be like, I'm going to make up a price, but let's say.
Patrice, if you're listening.
No, but I love Floor Crafter floor. That's, yeah. You know, where I want to go. But let's say it's $7 a square foot, where I could get away with the $3 a square foot, because right now I really need to replace my windows. So sometimes you have to let, you know, maybe I'll put the Floor Crafter in my bedroom because that's where, or maybe I need to put it in the living room because it's, that would be the smarter move because I have dogs in that area. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be much more durable and last. But under beds and, you know, things that aren't maybe going to be as high traffic, I could get away with maybe the less durable floor. You know, that's, I mean, if I'm really going to be logical, that's where I, when we went to Floor Crafter, I was kind of like, my high traffic areas are really where I want to put the more expensive things. Yeah. 'Cause I'm trying to think like, you know, everything says it can be dog durable, but I'm really like 2 hunting dogs.
Yeah.
And then sometimes they have visitors, you know, so I'm kind of like, that's really what I want to last. And that's,
they need to do product testing at your house.
They do. And because I think, what's your first impression? Most people walk in and look at the floors in the living room or the floors that they see immediately versus like maybe the floor that they see up in the bedroom.
True.
That's covered by a king size bed and some dressers. So you don't really inspect that as much as you do your like living room
floor. Yeah. Kitchen.
The main floor that you see or that you spend the majority of your time on.
True.
You know, I feel like kind of sometimes even when I go in a bedroom and maybe it has a tiny little stain or something like that, I'm kind of like, we could maybe shampoo that out. You know, we could get that you're not going to see, or I could cover that up with something.
What percentage of houses do you see, since we're on flooring, carpets in and some carpet, wholly carpeted, partially carpeted?
Not wholly carpet. I think more and more I'm definitely seeing renos. I'm definitely seeing that they're renovating more and more and more. I would say probably we're still probably at the 25% that have not been renovated, that still need some upgrades. I would say probably 50% have been renovated or are partially renovated. That either the kitchen has been done, the closets have been done, like at least one of the bathrooms have been done, if not both of the, like both or three or four, you know, depending on how many bathrooms. But I feel like more and more I'm walking in and I'm like, wow, okay, the bathrooms have been done. I would say this year alone, I would say probably 75% I've seen windows. I'm walking into more and more. Like I said, I think just because my clients are pointing them out, I'm discussing them more. So I just feel like it's in my head all the time because we're having that conversation. And then like I was saying earlier to you in the show, basements. Attics are weird because I don't see a lot of attics here. But I will say that if there is an upper attic-y.
There are a few.
Yes.
I'm shocked when I go, because you never go up in an attic, but I've been in a few in my lifetime in Fairbanks. And you get up there and like, holy crap, this is like Lower 48 type attic.
Yes. And I will say if the attic is usable in the houses that have been converted, they have done an amazing job. I have seen a master suite in multiple of them.
Sure.
Or I've seen an amazing rec room, or I've seen them blow it out as high as they could and cathedral ceiling it.
And if the gas line gets traction, you know, you could see the 70s thing, the oil pipeline happen again, where everybody's chopping up houses and making rooms. And don't forget your free room over garage, your frog. So there's people that have spaces there that haven't been done. So just to recap, we are seeing stuff like storage solutions, window treatments, and improvements that add space, like Jamie was just saying, in the attic without expanding the footprint of the house. So those are kind of the big three right now.
Yeah.
Jamie, if anybody wants to grab your brain and bring over to their house and talk about this?
Yeah.
How do they get a hold of
you? Give me a call at 907-378-2400. Make sure you ask for Jamie and not Kirk, because lately I've been hearing everybody's asking for
me.
Kirk. And I'm unsure why that's happening.
I don't know either.
I need someone to come in and say that they've actually heard me on the radio and not Kirk. Well, and then I need them to come in and say they want to work with me and not Kirk, just okay. So I can say
next week I will lie to you and tell you that happened.
One to one, because right now he's like winning, like three. It's like 3-1 right now.
All I do is win.
3-1, yeah. And I'm tired of that right there. All I do is win. Yep. That's all I hear.
All right.
Have a fabulous Saturday.
Enjoy your time, and please stay tuned for Behind the Mission and United Way.
You have been listening to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio and streaming live at kfarradio.com. To hear this program or past episodes, simply log on to kfar.com and click the Archives tab to find Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, right here in Fairbanks. This has been a presentation of KFAR Radio, produced by Glenn Anderson, a Last Frontier Mediactive production.